What does it mean to know someone? Does looking at a person's Facebook or Instagram profile count as knowing someone? It does give one a certain perception and an idea of another person, but it cannot actually be thought of as being known, as knowing the other person. And so Jesus is challenging us today about what it means to be known by Him. We hear about the parable today of people who are coming to the house of the master after he has shut it. The people, confident that they know the master, come up to the door and knock, saying, "Lord, open the door for us." What does Jesus, the master, say? He says, "I do not know where you are from." That's really interesting. He says, "I do not, not just I don't know you, but I do not know where you are from." But then they reply, "We've eaten with you. We've known you at table." But again, Jesus repeats the same phrase, "I do not know where you are from." But this time he adds, "Depart from me, all you evildoers." This gives us the insight that Jesus does not know where they are from because they are not living from their baptismal identity as children of God, but rather from their own evil impulses, which makes them unrecognizable because of their evil deeds. Because that's what sin does to us. It does not make us more human. Sin disfigures us. And so, if we apply it to our lives, if we listen to the word of God every day, but we gossip or we speak evil of one another, then Jesus does not know us. The people at the time of Jesus heard him preach from his very own lips. But even to them, Jesus is saying, "I do not know where you are from." If we receive the sacraments every day, if we eat and drink at the Eucharistic table, but we still continue to intentionally perform evil works, then Jesus does not know us. Even Judas ate and dined with our Lord, but look at what fruits he brought about in his own life. That's not to say that the sacraments are worthless or useless, but in order to, it's not just about receiving the sacraments, it's about having the open heart to receive the grace and to bear the fruit. St. Stephen was the first king of Hungary, but unlike his father who chose baptism for political reasons, St. Stephen took his Christian and baptismal identity seriously. He organized the kingdom from chaos that it was into a thriving kingdom, and he strove to serve God through his royal duties by looking after the material and spiritual welfare of his people. What he also used to do as well is that he would disguise himself as a homeless person so that he could go out and give to the poor personally. In fact, he was so good at disguising himself that a crowd of beggars who did not recognize this royal man actually beat him up and stole all of his money, thinking that he was a poor man. St. James reminds us in his letter, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." St. Stephen was a man who did not let the word of God fall onto the soil of his heart without bearing fruit. He received the word of God and put it into action, and thereby he did not deceive himself. It can be tempting to believe we have progressed so much in sanctity from reflecting just on the word of God. Although we have considered so many spiritual thoughts, we may think we are holier than we actually are, when in fact we have not carried out the word of God at all. This is also not to say that reflection is bad, but it's about carrying it out as well. So I invite you, after listening to the word of God or after your reflections, to make a resolution to carry out the message in some small way. St. Francis de Sales would call this the bouquet which we have gathered from the beautiful reflections, the beautiful garden of our reflections. So the challenge for today, from this gospel is to do a good act consciously, not to be an evildoer, but to do good. Imagine if we carried out the word of God every day, 365 times a year, 365 different actions, 365 changes in attitude. The word of God would not be foreign to us. In fact, that is how the word of God becomes flesh in us. In the early 4th century, St. Euplus was tortured and flogged for having a copy of the scriptures. When he was asked if he had any other copies, he said, "They are within me." Now, St. Euplus didn't eat his Bible, but he lived the word of God so much in his life that he could say, "They are within me." May the word of God dwell so richly in you, in us, that they become not just a part of you, but become flesh in you, within you, so that when our Lord comes again, he may say to each and every one of us, "I know where you are from. Come into my kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world."